Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocking and rolling here on weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, gearing up for Thursday night football this evening. The Houston Texans and Buffalo Bills taking on each other, getting the week of action started. And we got Saints football this weekend against the hated Atlanta Falcons. And man, oh man, it's just weird that we're so late in the season and we're finally getting into the first matchup against Atlanta. We know that the last game of the season, too, will be against the Falcons as well. But just a really weird schedule how things shook out for the Saints this year.
I think what they like to do now, Steve, is put these division games later in the back because they feel as though it might mean something.
I get it.
You roll in the dice with it, but
more often than not, I think.
Yeah, because you would normally have the Falcons one of the top one or two games to start the schedule.
Yeah.
But now they slipped it a little bit, and I think that has been the trend to put a lot of these division games toward the back end of the schedule.
Well, back on Sports Talk here, our weekend kickoff edition is trying to get into our Pick 6 segment. Charlie, let the folks know how we all did this past weekend.
I won this week, guys, and that is because the Georgia Bulldogs came through for me. Shout out to Kirby Smart and Georgia. 4-2 record for Charlie Long. Mike Dettillier went 3-3. Steve went 2-4. And guys, we got to come to a conclusion on this because Bobby was busy this past week. He's up in Chicago. I never got his picks for this past week's game, so
he loses them.
0-6. 0-6.
I told him you lose them. You didn't send it in. No, Mike. I was busy. I said no. You didn't. You lost them. Then
I guess he'll have an asterisk next to his name this year.
No, my thing is don't give me the picks Monday after the damn game's over the weekend. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
Right, no, so we'll call it 0-6 for Bobby, unfortunately for him, but I didn't get his pick, so we'll move on from that. Arkansas gave us all a win, guys. That was a sweep. We all took Arkansas plus the points, plus 5.5. That worked out. Where we all lost was Alabama in a real shocking upset against Oklahoma. They were 6.5-point favorites, and OU won outright at Bryant-Denny Stadium. That was a stunner there. As I mentioned, Georgia minus 6.5. That worked out for me. Both of you guys had Texas plus 6.5. The Bills, clean sweep for all of us. That worked out. They covered the 5.5 against the Buccaneers. The Seahawks, Mike, you and I were on Seattle this past weekend. They covered 3.5 against the Rams. Steve, you lost that one. And then we all lost the Chiefs minus 3.5 on the road against Denver. I don't know what to think about that Denver team. I don't really know what to think about that Chiefs team. But spoiler alert, we'll be getting to them a little bit later on. Guys, we're moving on to college football week 13. This week I do have Bobby's picks, so we'll include those there. We only have two games in college football this week. I kind of went back and forth if I should include Tulane and Temple or if I should just do the two top 25 games and then do a four-game loaded week 12 for the NFL. That's what we ended up doing. So the two top 25 ranked matchups we got this weekend, guys, another Oklahoma game, number 8 OU, 7.5-point favorites at home against number 22 Missouri. Bobby's got Mizzou plus 7.5. I would take the under in this game. I know it's set really low. It's two really good defenses. 7.5. OU continues to burn me, whether I pick them or pick against them. With me taking Missouri here to cover that 7.5, because I think that half point is really the sucker bet, and I think that it's a touchdown type of game. I think OU wins. I think Missouri covers, but I have not had good luck taking Oklahoma this year, guys.
I'm going to go with Missouri, and I wonder if there's a hangover with Oklahoma.
Interesting.
After that Bama game?
That's back-to-back years they're beating the Tide. And Mature, I thought John looked the best I've seen him since he's come back from the injury. But I think Missouri can hang with them. I'm going to go with Missouri in the points.
I'm like you, Charlie, with Oklahoma. I've been horrible with them. I'm always on the wrong side of picking. And since you're the same way, you took Missouri in the points, I'm going to give them. Give me Oklahoma in this matchup at home, given the 7.5.
Well, listen, I mean, it might work out for you. OU is just a weird team. I don't know what to tell you. They've had a couple games this year. We've picked them a ton, by the way. It feels like every single week they're playing a top 25 game, which is a testament to how good of a season that they're having, that they're still an 8-2 team at this point in the season. And, you know, their playoff hopes are still alive for them. But that is 3-1 here, Steve. We'll see if OU minus 7.5 works out for you. I just think it's going to be one of those low-scoring games. Maybe OU wins by 3 or like a 20-17 type of game. I just don't know if I could see the Sooners covering 7.5. Moving on, guys, we got a Big Ten showdown. Number 15, USC at number 7, Oregon. This line is gigantic, guys. Oregon minus 10.5. Bobby is taking the points. I like Oregon. I also got to see it from Oregon. I'm taking USC here, guys, and it goes a little bit against what I've done in the past, because I remember we picked USC against Notre Dame a few weeks back, and I had taken Notre Dame because I didn't really like USC. 10 is just too many. I mean, this could be an Oregon win pretty easily, but USC has everything to play for here. Give me 10.5 points for the Trojans at the Ducks.
A lot of injuries on Oregon on offense. USC can score points.
Yep.
Their defense is a tad, and I use that term tad, better than they've been. But, man, 10.5's a lot of points. Give me the Trojans and the 10.5.
I'm on board with USC as well, guys. That number 10.5, when you sent it, Charlie just jumped out at me and bothered me right off the bat. I haven't been impressed with Oregon either, so 10.5, just way too big of a number, and I'll roll with the Trojans.
This is the classic definition, guys, of, you know, Vegas knows something here, and Oregon's going to win by 2 touchdowns. But I know that Lincoln Riley also isn't very good in top 25 ranked games. That kind of scares me a little bit here. But I think USC's offense can keep up with Oregon. This very well may be something similar to that Notre Dame game where it's like a 10-point victory for the Ducks, and that half point ends up being the difference maker. But give me USC to cover. I just think it's too many points. So Bobby will stand alone taking Oregon, and Steve, you will stand alone taking OU in the 2 college football games. And after this, we'll be back with NFL Week 12, guys.
Going to take that break for a weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Like Charlie said, you heard our college football picks for Week 13. Next, we'll get back into Week 12 NFL action right after this. Stay tuned on WWL, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks, gearing up for this weekend's action of college football, NFL. We did the college action first. Now we're going to get into the National Football League picks. Charlie, what you got for us?
Guys, it's a real fun Week 12 slate. We have three NFC South games that we're going to be breaking down. But first and foremost, we'll start with an AFC game because, as always, we go in chronological order. Indianapolis at Kansas City. The Colts at the Chiefs. Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites at home, guys, coming off that, I don't want to say it's an embarrassing loss to Denver because Denver's got a really good team. It's just their questionable quarterback play. But they're coming off a loss. They're favored at home. Bobby's got the Colts plus 3.5. I also have the Colts plus 3.5. I understand that there's, Mike, we were talking a little bit off air about this. There's like the betting bump with Kansas City and Mahomes. But the Colts have been awesome this year. We talked with Schlereth that he thinks Jonathan Taylor is the MVP through 12 weeks of the regular season. They're also coming off a bye. So, you know, they're a little bit more rested in this situation, especially the Chiefs coming off that slugfest against Denver. Give me Indy plus 3.5. I feel pretty good about this one.
I'm going to roll with the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Me too.
Expecting a big bounce back for Patty Mahomes and crew after getting, I guess, like you said, basically, Charlie, embarrassed in that Denver matchup. And this Colts defense is not anywhere near to what the Broncos are able to do. So I'll roll with the Chiefs at home, given 3.5.
I think they can put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And so I'll stack the line of scrimmage and say, okay, if you're going to beat me throwing it deep. I'm not gonna give you up that Taylor stuff. And I'm going to put a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones. I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. Somewhere along the line, the Chiefs going to hit it. You got that feeling. And maybe this is almost like a little bit of a sucker deal, huh? Man, look how well the Colts have played. You saw how the Chiefs didn't really play well. It's almost like, okay, I felt the hook and the bait hit right in front of me. I'm going to go Chiefs.
We'll see what happens, guys, because this is probably the toughest opponent that they have left on their schedule. I know that they host Denver, I think, late in the season, second to last week, I believe, something like that. But the Colts are rolling right now, and I think that even if they don't win this game, I think that 3.5, the half point there, I feel pretty good about a potential cover. Up next, the first of three NFC South teams, we got the Falcons at the Saints. Saints 2.5-point favorites at home in the Caesars Superdome. Bobby's got the Saints minus 2.5. Similar situation here. They're coming off a bye just like the Colts. I will go with the Saints covering the 2.5-point spread against the Falcons, who are just not just walking wounded, but guys, the slide that they're on, 5-game losing skid. You lose your starting quarterback. You lose your star receiver. I think the stars are kind of aligning for the black and gold here. This line has actually moved quite a bit. It initially started out, I believe, as Falcons were slight favorites, and now the Saints were 1.5, and now it's gone all the way up to 2.5. So a lot of money coming on the Saints, but I'm backing with the public here. Give me the black and gold in this game.
Yeah, Abar asked me, Mike, you're picking the Saints this week. I said, yeah, Bob, so you can calm your nerves. So, yeah, I think the Saints win this game, and I wouldn't be surprised. This is a touchdown game for the Saints. So give me the black and gold.
The duo of Bijan Robinson along with Kyle Arrigo is scary. Plus the history of Kirk Cousins that we remember. I don't know what he is right now, though. He doesn't seem
to be the same cat.
I know, exactly. So I'm definitely rolling with the Saints on this one. I'm feeling good about them after their game against the Carolina Panthers. Loved what I saw about Tyler Shuck and hoping he can translate that into the home game against these Dirty Birds. I'll take the Saints, given 2.5. I can't believe I'm picking Saints.
Oh, the dreaded clean sweep, guys. That is not good news for black and gold fans, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully we all pick up a win this Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. Up next, we got Sunday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the LA Rams. Rams 7-point favorites, flat touchdown favorite at home. Bobby's got the Rams minus 7. The Rams are rolling right now, guys. I went against the Bucs last week, another team that we've picked a ton this year, but they've played a first-place schedule, so they play a lot of good teams. Give me the Rams minus 7 here as well. If there's a push, we get the win, so give me the Rams minus 7.
I'm going to go with the Rams. I just think the Bucs are so beat up right now, and they need to get healthy, and they need to get Bucky Irving back in the lineup, so I'm going to go Rams. Rams, I mean, blue steel hot right now. I mean, they're really rolling. So, Matt Stafford, Rams.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike, with the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you like what they were doing, but there's just that war of attrition, so many injuries, and it's really been hitting them. Don't know what to expect against this Rams squad because you look at L.A. I've talked about it so much, too. I hate the fact that I like this L.A. Rams team. I just, you know, have disdain for Coach McVay and this Rams squad after the Nola no call, even though it wasn't their fault. It was the refs, you know, the refs in that matchup. But still, the Rams just make me uncomfortable, and I just – sadly like the way they've been playing this year.
Offense, you're picking the Bucks?
Offense, defense, no, I'm going to roll two with Stafford and the Rams, given that 7 points. I would think that the Buccaneers could keep pace with them, but man, oh man, just so many
injuries right now.
I'm just not convinced against the Rams squad.
I hate whenever we have clean sweeps because it always feels like a loss, but back-to-back with the Saints and the Rams, guys, it just feels like the Rams, like Schlereth has said on Tuesday in our interview with the Mike, that they're the best team in football. I know that they're the two seed if the season were to end right now in the NFC because the Eagles technically own the tiebreaker over them with that really crazy fluke ending that they had in Philadelphia. But I think if you're at the end of the season, is there a team that you don't want to play more than the Rams?
I can't think of it. Now, we'll say this. Seattle turned the ball over a lot against the Rams. Yep. I'm not sure I want to watch Seattle if I got to see them late in the year. Man, that Seattle team's very talented, too. So I do agree with you. Rams are a team I wouldn't want to see on the schedule, and I wouldn't want to see Seattle either. They got some talent there.
And then we'll wrap up our four-game NFL Week 12 slate, guys. Another primetime matchup, Monday Night Football, the Panthers at the 49ers, San Francisco, just like the Rams in the Sunday Night Football matchup, a flat 7-point favorite at home against the NFC South team, this time with Carolina. Bobby's got the 49ers -7. I agree with him. Give me the 49ers to cover this spread. The Panthers, you know, like they're going to be this team that at the end of the year you'll look up and they're like 9-8 and they'll have some nice wins and some bad losses. This feels like it could be one of those where the 49ers have a nice win at home. So give me the 49ers covering the 7-point spread.
I think this game is going to be close. I really do, but I can't go against the 49ers. I just think that Little Bryce ain't going to have another 444-yard game. The 49ers are really beat up on both sides of the football. But
for some reason, it doesn't matter for them.
No, they get it, keep it rolling. I think the Panthers can keep this close. But you know what? For the pick standpoint, I got to go with San Francisco.
Uh-oh, gentlemen. We're going to have three straight clean sweeps on this one. I'm going with the Niners, too. There's no way I can pick the Panthers on the road in this matchup. I'll lay the 7 easily.
All right, guys. Recapping our picks. Steve, you're the only one sticking with OU against Missouri -7.5. The three of us have Mizzou +7.5. Bobby's the only one taking Oregon -10.5 against USC. The rest of us have USC +10.5. It's a split decision here with the Colts and the KC game. Both of you guys have the Chiefs. Bobby and I are going with the Colts. Clean sweep, clean sweep, clean sweep. We all like the Saints -2.5, the Rams -7, and the 49ers -7 as well, guys.
What do you know? We picked the Saints and then against the other NFC South teams.
Yeah, we just don't like the Panthers or the Bucks or the Falcons.
Well, you know, it'd be a crazy deal that if the Bucks lose and the Panthers would pull the upset, and how this now NFC South would tighten real fast if that occurs. You got a real horse race now as it gets to the finish. But again, first things first, the Panthers got to win. If they can beat San Francisco, which would be an upset, and then they win that game and Tampa would lose, it's really tight in the NFC South now.
Well, the picks are in, gentlemen. We will keep you updated. I guess, Charlie, when are we going to get back into this since we're not here Thursday, since it's Thanksgiving?
We're probably going to do it on Tuesday, guys, if I had to guess.
Tuesday, we'll review our pick six.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.